Elbert Hubbard was a writer, publisher, artist, and philosopher who founded an artisan community that is now the Roycroft campus.
And it's so great. The campus is so beautiful this time of year. So it was.
We met up with Amazetta High, the campus's marketing and visitor engagement manager, who led us to the museum. Inside a large room, there are numerous glass cases, sculpted busts, and at the far end of the room, a large stone hearth. The museum is located within the historic print shop building on the campus.
The hardwood floors are original, the woodworking around the windows is original, and this gorgeous fireplace that flanks the room is really, really nice that nothing ever happened to it, didn't get covered up. But we decided to keep the room enclosed because that way we'd have a safe and secure location for the museum.
Among the artifacts are one of Hubbard's jackets, a copy of his essay, A Message to Garcia, other books printed on the grounds, and letters and correspondence, including the postcard he sent to his mother right before he boarded the Lusitania. Hubbard was among those killed when the ocean liner was torpedoed by a German submarine during World War I.
It's dated May 1st, 1915, and reads, Dear Mother Hubbard, 9:30 a.m., love to you all, E.H., and sent to his parents.
How many Western New Yorkers know his part in that moment of history?
It's surprising. I think very few do. We have a lot of people who even live in East Aurora and will come and say, I've been here for 20 years and I had no idea what this was, or I drove by it every day and I've never stopped. So
the museum is open to the public Wednesdays through Sundays, while private audiences may be arranged by appointment Mondays and Tuesdays. General admission is $5. The hope is that the museum will raise revenue that helps the Roycroft campus with further restoration and preservation projects. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.